It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and this morning we are going to talk about Memorial Auditorium in Worthington. Tammy Makram is joining us. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are the executive director.
I am, yes.
Okay. Let's start by just talking a little bit about the auditorium. How old, how long,
the Memorial Auditorium? Sure, I can tell you about that. The Memorial Auditorium has been there since 1931, was originally built as the school in Worthington, and it served as that for a long time, and then it became was a junior college for a little while and had some other uses. And at some point, they decided they were going to tear the whole place down. And thankfully, some people rallied to save the performing arts piece of Memorial Auditorium. And so they kept that, took the rest of the building down. And about 10 years ago, they raised some money and were able to add a new piece onto the auditorium. So now when you come in, there's a beautiful lobby area. And they also put in air conditioning, which is helpful.
Absolutely.
Yes. So they did some improvements. And then in the last about 5 years, 5 to 6 years, we've done a number of other improvements as well. We put in all new seating, new flooring, new curtains, new sound system, and new light system. So we are really up to speed as the state-of-the-art everything as far as a performing arts center.
And the facility is basically you put on performances throughout the year then?
We do. There's actually close to 60 performances that go on between the... And this kickoff is in the end of August, and we go through June. And we have a performing arts series, which is through the Friends of the Auditorium. We also have the Worthington Area Symphony Orchestra that performs. We have several dance studios that do performances. And then another big component of our performing arts is the school. The Worthington School District brings all of their middle school choir, middle school band, middle school orchestra, the high school choir, and then they also perform their fall play and high school musical it's usually in March, very beginning of March. And so they put on a huge production where they take over the stage for an entire month, and then it's amazing. They put on basically a Broadway show.
Yeah. It is a very busy auditorium. Worthington's fortunate to have it.
Very, very fortunate. It's really a treasure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, you did not come alone today.
I did not. I came with someone who is going to be performing at Memorial Auditorium on October 16th. And we are very honored to be able to bring Janie Becker to perform on our beautiful Steinway grand piano. And I will let Janie talk more about that piece of it, but we're really happy to bring her.
Absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about, before we get into what people are going to see at the performance, let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us your background.
Well, I grew up in Southbrook Township out near Talcott Lake on a farm. I went to school in Heron Lake and graduated from there and actually started my music career there. In second grade, my teacher identified the fact that I had a little more time and energy on my hands than I had things to do. So she suggested to my mother that I get a piano to play or a horse to ride or something to use up my excess energy. So we found a piano that was actually in my aunt's home and brought it to our home, and I started taking piano lessons when I was 8. I think that I was meant to play the piano because the piano was actually out in a porch that was attached to our house, but not heated in the winter. The piano was out there, so I'd be out there probably 45 degree weather playing the piano and checking out my new pieces after my lessons. So it was really meant to be. And I was in the Catholic grade school in Heron Lake, and we would get off the bus every morning and go to church. So when I was 10, then in fifth grade, they asked me if I wouldn't like to start playing the organ. So then I started playing the pipe organ there in the Heron Lake Church. First one song, and then eventually two and three. And then started playing in the summers all through high school and doing a lot of other musical things, too, in high school through those years. So I started teaching then at 16 at Ruth Smith's piano store here in Windham. And so it was kind of a foregone conclusion that I was going to go to college in music. So then I went to St. Ben's and studied both piano and organ and got a degree actually in classical organ. So I'm a pipe organist as well as a pianist. Okay. But I've also always played both piano and organ and pop as well as classical. So I've had a long career in the cities teaching, playing in church. I play at the Minneapolis Airport as part of their arts and culture program. About 20 years ago, I started to write. You know, people were saying to me, you know, I think you should be writing music. They just kind of had this intuition. And I dabbled a little bit with some original music, but then I started arranging all my favorite Christmas carols, and that's kind of where my CD production and writing and process began.
Okay. And mentioning that, you do have quite a few CDs out, especially Christmas.
Yes, and they've all been produced with Mark Brodeen, who is also from Windham. Now, his mother, Rosalie, was my organ teacher in high school.
Now,
I didn't know Mark because he's just a few years younger than me, so I didn't know him then. But my mother was at an event back in probably 2003, a 50th anniversary party, and saw Rosalie. So they got chatting about us kids and what we were all doing, and my mom said, well, Jane's writing this music and trying to figure out how to get it recorded. I'm thinking about and checking out studios and just wondering how I was going to get it done. And Rosalie said, well, you know, my son Mark is a sound engineer. That's what he does. So they exchanged phone numbers, and we got together, and we've been working together ever since. So I have the seven CDs that I had produced in the past, and then in June now, we recorded a set of new music, which I will be featuring some of at the concert in October.
Okay. So let's talk about the concert. Tell, what are people going to hear?
Well, I'm going to do highlights from virtually all my different CDs. One of my CDs is Heart Song America, and it's a lot of American favorites, everything from Amazing Grace and Jesus Loves Me and Shenandoah. And I'll start out with a medley of melodies from that CD. And then I plan to do a medley of melodies from my Irish CD, because I have a second one called Heart Song Ireland. And I've been traveling to Ireland over recent years because my significant other, Terry McGrady, is from Ireland. So all of his siblings and a lot of friends are there, so we go there regularly. And I got interested in the Irish music, so I did a collection called Heart Song America, so I'll play from that. And then I will be featuring some samples from my original music. I'll be playing my song, The Dance, which is extremely popular on the internet. It's had 100 million spins, lifetime spins, since I've been on there over the last 10 years. And some other samples from my original music. I will be playing a new set of music called Dreamscapes, which I'm just releasing now. And then hopefully some covers from some of my favorite movies. I'm still working on some licensing questions with that to get the license to perform these things because they're copyrighted.
Sure.
So still working on the program, but it'll be a wide range. Lots of different flavors and colors. I love to write. I write really for tone color, and I love making the piano talk in a way that just really touches people's hearts.
It sounds like there will be a genre of music for everybody
throughout
the performance.
Yes, I really think that was true, yes.
All right. So what's your favorite? Do you like performing? Do you like writing? What's the favorite part of it?
Well, I really like performing, I guess, because I get to really communicate with the audience and try to elicit a response from them. And I just love really trying to get the piano to say things to people that are going to touch them in a very special way. But I love writing. I have kind of a thirst for writing, and I always feel like there's something more than I'm supposed to be writing. When I write, it's very intuitive. I don't try to craft something, you know, in a particular form or style. I noodle around until I find an idea, and then I just kind of let the music take me where it wants to go and end up with some you know, a finished product that does make sense musically and has a particular form and shape. I like to perform. I like to write. The recording process is great. It's, of course, you know, pretty stressful. It's more stressful because you really want things to be flawless.
Sure.
And so when Mark and I get together, he brings in a boatload of equipment, and we take the lid off my piano, and we set up all these, he sets all these mics and runs cords into my den. And, you know, he sits in there with the computer while I'm out there in my great room playing. So we do everything in my house on my 6-foot Quagrand. Which has been wonderful to have, be able to play on an instrument that I know intimately.
Absolutely.
But I really like everything about music. It's really who I am, and it's been my whole life. I don't know. I can tell when I don't play for a while. If I have 2-3 weeks where I'm busy or I'm traveling and I haven't played, I get kind of grumpy.
Do you have a favorite all-time piece? That's
that
kind of a loaded question.
Wow, I mean, that's tough because there's things I love playing on the organ and there's things I love on the piano. One of my all-time favorites would be Alley Cat. So that's something I learned to play when I was about 10 years old. And my cousin, Joan Seidel, that's her maiden name, she lives in Okabena. She would come out to the house and play Alley Cat. She was a few years older than me. And I basically learned how to play that from watching her play it. I kind of just kept watching where her hands were going, and then when I got the music, I could just play it because I'd already watched her do it so many times that it was like second nature. Joan Nelson is her name now, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites, but there's just so much beautiful music. It's really...
And we're going to have the opportunity to hear some of that October 16th.
October 16th at 2 p.m.
Okay. How do people get tickets for this?
They can get tickets either by coming to the Memorial Auditorium to our box office. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at 714 13th Street in Worthington. Or they can call 376-9101. Or they can go online. Our website is friendsoftheauditorium.com, and they can purchase their tickets there. It is reserved seating for the concert, so I would recommend that people get their tickets as soon as possible. And, we would love to help them get their tickets for this show.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the rest of the schedule for just a minute. Who else
sure.
you have coming
sure.
in?
I should also mention, before I get into that, that we have a special dedication just prior to Janie's concert on that same afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock in the lobby of the Memorial Auditorium. We're going to be featuring a new digital stage piano that we were able to purchase through the wonderful donations by a few different organizations. And we thought it would be the perfect opportunity to present this new piece of performing arts equipment that we have just recently purchased. And we're going to be featuring some local pianists that are part of the Worthington Area Piano Teachers Association on the piano. So if people would like to come early from 1 until about 1:45, we're going to be doing that in the lobby prior to Janie's concert, so you get all kinds of wonderful piano music that afternoon. Also coming up at the Memorial Auditorium on this Saturday, October 1st, we have the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's going to be coming at 2 p.m. to do a concert of their greatest hits. And then the next concert is Janie's concert on October 16th. And following that, we're doing a show called The Folsom Prison Experience, which is on October 22nd. Something really different. It's an immersive concert of a reenactment of the night when Johnny Cash, in 1968, Johnny Cash performed and recorded live at Folsom Prison. And so we have this group called the Church of Cache, who actually has performed at the Memorial Auditorium a couple of years ago. They are featured in this show, and then there's a lot of other performers. There's actually 16 different musicians that are a part of this.
Wow.
So it'll be really fun, and you get to be a part of the show when you come to this show. So I hope people will come to that. And then finishing out this year, on December 3rd, we have a group from the Twin Cities. They are bluegrass, called the High 48s. And we had the High 48s as a part of a group of a tour where they were playing with four other groups back in, I think it was maybe October of last year. And people loved the High 48s so much that they said, please bring them back to do a full concert of just their music. So they'll be back doing their holiday tunes on December 3rd. And there's a lot of other things, too, but we can talk about those another time.
All right. Tickets, are they individual tickets for each performance? Can you buy a...
You can buy a season package as well if you'd like to. We certainly can help you do that. Or otherwise, it is individual tickets for each performance. And again, you can... You can see where your seats are. They're all reserved seating for all the performances. You can see the seating on online or stop at the box office, and we'll help you there.
Very good. Tammy, Janie, anything else we need to add?
I would say just really, I would encourage you to come to Janie's concert because it's going to be a wonderful afternoon of sitting back and just relaxing and letting the music take you over.
Yeah, people tell me my music's uncommonly soothing, so it will be relaxing and inspiring. And from what I understand, that Steinway is a beautiful piano that they have there that's refurbished at the auditorium. So yeah, that's going to be fun. Fun to get my hands on that.
Very good. October 16th at 2 o'clock, come early for the dedication. It should be a great day.
Yes.
All right, ladies, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope today on KDOM.